Going to be a great day at Woodbine. Just told you about that with Jim Lawson in the last segment. Well, Kevin Attard is a trainer who's going to be very busy on this Saturday afternoon program. He has two horses entered into the Grade 1 E.P. Taylor, and he has Pumpkin Rumble, who we heard the rejoin clip of in the first half of the show in the Grade 1 Pattison Canadian International. And Kevin, nice enough to spend a few minutes with me here this morning. Kevin, appreciate the visit and looking forward to the races coming up later today.
Yes, thanks for having us on the show this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Boy, busy day for you. I don't know how you keep it all straight some days.
Yeah, these days get a little bit nerve-wracking to boot, so hopefully it's a big, exciting day for us.
Yeah, you know, every trainer dreams of being in this position, to be able to saddle horses in Grade 1 races like this, and you have a couple in the E.P. Taylor, as I mentioned. Is there, I don't know, I don't want to call it added pressure, but is there something different about days like this?
You definitely get a little bit more revved up. In the E.P. Taylor, I think Starship Jubilee, you know, she's coming off of a big win, and she seems to stand a good chance. You're hoping, especially her being a mare, that she can, obviously the ideal thing would be to win, but if not, even a Grade 1 placing, that would help increase her value, obviously, for down the road.
I said at the top of the show that there would still be plenty of horses coming out of the races this weekend that could potentially make their way to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup. Is that something that, I know you have to get past today, but is that something that's kind of in the back of your mind thinking, okay, if all goes well, let's make our way to Santa Anita?
Yeah, to be quite honest, I haven't put too much thought to that. It's three weeks out. They'd obviously have to come out of the races really well with a real big performance on Saturday. Anything's a possibility, but right now we're just kind of focused on this upcoming Saturday.
Well, Starship Jubilee has been so consistent for you over the years. 12 wins at Woodbine, 5 wins at Woodbine from 12 starts, and she's been consistent this year, as you might expect, with those 5 starts in 2019, 2 wins, 2 seconds, and a third. Look back on that win last time out in the Grade 2 Canadian. Took the field wire to wire.
Yeah, on paper, the race kind of looked like it was shaping up with no speed, and we've been kind of really trying to harness her speed early and taking her back in her previous races. And when the race kind of, on paper unfolded like it did, I just told Louis to kind of, if nobody wanted the lead, that just kind of let her go and try to set a relaxed pace. And he did a wonderful job with that, and she kicked clear in the end and was a pretty authoritative winner.
Does this race, the E.P. Taylor, set up in a similar fashion, do you think?
It's tough kind of reading that European form and trying to gauge kind of what's going to happen there. That European-style racing is a little bit more laid back in the early parts of the races, obviously. So, I'd anticipate that there's a good chance that, the pace scenario may kind of set up similar to her last start. So if that's the case, we'll be definitely happy to kind of inherit the lead and try to set a soft pace. But the good thing about Starship Jubilee, she's very versatile. So it's always nice to have that option.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, she's one of the favorites. She's 7-2 on the morning line in that E.P. Taylor, so she figures to be very, very tough. The other contender you send out, the 4-year-old filly by Arch, is A.A. Azula's Arch, and 20-1 on the morning line, so complete opposites. She hasn't been nearly as accomplished as Starship Jubilee, but you think she deserves a shot in here?
Yeah, she's a nice filly. I think she's just starting to come around. This is a big step up in class for her. So we were stuck for some options locally, and we kind of ran out of them. And the owners decided to kind of give her a try here because she's been doing so well. So she's a long shot, but she's training really well. And sometimes you never know.
How much of that decision is made by the trainer and made by the owner, or is it kind of a team effort?
Ideally, you like it to be a team effort. Sometimes, obviously, the owners hold the trump card, and they kind of, they might pull that card out sometimes and dictate, where to run. So it all depends. You know, some people are a little easier to work with than others, and some people like to be in those, you know, I mean, those big races and see their horses compete. So at the end of the day, they pay the bills, and you've got to kind of listen to, you know, I mean, I've got bosses, and they're my bosses, and sometimes I've got to listen to them as well.
Visiting with trainer Kevin Attard here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Again, a very busy afternoon for him with the Graded Stakes action at Woodbine. Pumpkin Rumble is a horse you send out in the Grade 1 Canadian International. 8-year-old gelded son of English Channel, who was 10 for 45 lifetime. A horse that has made a living being consistent at Woodbine, both on the synthetic surface and on the turf course. Tell me about Pumpkin Rumble.
Yeah, you know, he has been a real consistent horse for us, and he's doing really well. He's coming off of a good race at Parks against Restricted Company. Obviously, this race today is a big step up in class for him, but it's a small field. We're the home team, so there's no shipping involved for us. We're just going to kind of walk him over from his stall to the paddock, and it's a good opportunity in a big race, you know what I mean, in a small field to maybe try and get lucky.
Kevin, do you have to do anything different with a horse, not just necessarily Pumpkin Rumble, but any horse when you're bringing them up to a Grade 1? Is there something different you do to make sure the screws are tightened and they're ready to go on that day?
Each horse is an individual, and you got to treat them that way. Obviously, you know, I mean, depending on how far we're going and at what stage of the game these horses are at, that you've just kind of, you've got to play it that way. You know, I mean, with Pumpkin and Starship Jubilee, they've been going for a long time. They've had some races under their belt, so there's not a whole lot of fine tuning done or needed with them. They both had, you know, what I mean, easy works last weekend, and they came out of them really well. So, you know, I mean, all systems are a go with them. AA Azulazar, she's only making her second start off of the bench, so she's needed a little bit more of an aggressive approach coming into this race. Training-wise, so we've been a little bit harder on her in that sense, a little bit more aggressive with her training, just because it is her second race off of the layoff.
Kevin, other than, well, obviously running faster than all the other horses in the Canadian International today, what's the key to being successful for Pumpkin Rumble?
Well, I think, you know what I mean, depending on the going of the grass, and how the race sets up, that's going to determine, I think, how well he runs. So obviously, he's running against some good European horses that are flying in, and you know, I mean, we've got Eureka Rosa de Silva riding him, leading jockey here at Woodbine. Excuse me. So, you know, I'm going to leave things up to him, to be quite honest with you. He knows the horse well. The horse is very, very easy to ride. He's not one-dimensional, so I think he can just kind of see how the race unfolds and takes it from there.
Eureka was on the show with me a couple of weeks back after he announced that he was going to retire at the end of the racing season. I love that guy. How good is he?
He's a great guy. Tries real hard out there. He's really dedicated to what he does, and he comes prepared. So I've had a lot of success with him, and going to miss him a lot, no doubt about it. And, I mean, I wish him all the best. And hopefully this might be another feather in his cap before he retires.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it would be a huge one for you. I was looking back through on Equibase, and correct me if I'm wrong, I was flipping through all your Graded Stakes wins, and it took me a while because there's a whole bunch of them. But I didn't see that you had won a Grade 1 yet, and I was shocked to see that. I thought you had a couple of them already.
No, that one's eluded us, so hopefully today we can change things.
Yeah, I bring that up because you've been so good up there for so long, more than 400 career victories to your credit. Days like this, Kevin, what do they mean to racing in Canada?
It's a big day. You know, it's Woodbine highlights this event on their calendar. It's a showcase for them. You know, I mean, we've got a great facility up here. Obviously, when you see horses coming from all parts of the world to compete on the card, it's really exciting. You know, I mean, I'm just happy to be a participant, and hopefully with a little racing luck, we might be able to get our picture taken.
When you think back on those 400-plus career victories, are there a couple of horses that, for whatever reason, are always going to stand out to you?
We've been really fortunate, and there are definitely a couple horses that have stood out. I trained a juvenile by the name of Leonidas Antias. He was 3-for-3 as a 2-year-old, all in stakes, and he kind of suffered some bad luck in his 3-year-old campaign heading into the Queen's Plate, where I thought he would have had a good chance to win that day. And Calgary Cat was another horse that gave us a lot of fun. He was my first Breeders' Cup participant. Ran a good fourth in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. That was a big day for me, really exciting. There's been other horses, Starship Jubilee, obviously. She's given us a lot of enjoyment. And Mel Mitch, who recently retired this year, he was another kind of Cinderella story that, really worked out well for us. So, it's been real fun, and hopefully it continues.
Yeah, it's a great game. And, Kevin, you continue to do things the right way. Really appreciate the visit here this morning, and all the best with getting that grade one later today. Let's go get it done.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you.